This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brennan Creswell
and Taryn Wallace
with me and my mates. The cool show for mates with disabilities.
Brendan and I have been mates for many, many years, and it's cool that we can come together and bring you a show focusing on disabilities and helping educate people in the community about different disabilities and what is available, as well as inspiring those of us with disabilities.
Keep on listening to our great show. Hey everybody, this is Brennan Creswell
and Taryn Wallace. We're both back in the studio. Yay!
With me and my mates. And that's a good thing because mates hang out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
No good being stuck at home.
Yeah. No, it's just Mum and I were coming into town, so I thought I'll pop in and do the show in the studio today. So, yay! Here we are. So awesome you can hang out with us today. And I thought this is a good idea, a good time to talk a bit about dealing with judgment and discrimination. And this could be, you know, for a few different things. It could be, you know, related to if you're going to try for a job, or I suppose even the workplace, among family members, among maybe people that you live with, if you don't, you know, if you live in a shared situation. Yeah, it can be quite a hard thing to deal with, actually.
That's not always that easy, is it?
No, and I think it's because the one thing that I've realised is that people don't really, there are a lot of people who don't really, you know, look deeper than, you know, the outer layer. You know, they can see somebody with a cane, for instance, or see somebody in a wheelchair. And I know we've spoken about this, like a similar topic before.
And they think we might be intellectually disabled and stuff like that without knowing, just because there are people out there that have more than one type of disability. You know, the thing I have is I find some people seem to, you know, look at you, as you say, with a cane or something and think, oh, they must be, you know, mentally disabled or intellectually disabled as well, when not everybody is.
Yeah,
there and are people out there that are, yes, but you know, you've got to find out more about people before you judge them.
Absolutely. I think
don't judge without knowing the person.
Absolutely.
That's what I think.
Yeah, and you know, I'm in total agreement there. You know, it's important to, and I mean, people say it's human nature, you know, we all judge, and I mean, like, we do. I mean, I suppose even, you know, even I've done it on a few occasions, but at the end of the day, we're all going through our different journeys. We're all living our lives, and not everybody will really know our full story, if you like, unless they really take the time to know us. And so I think for people who may be of that kind of mindset, if there is somebody that you come across in your life who does have challenges, you know, with sight or with maybe other physical or even intellectual, mental challenges, it's so important to try and look deeper into the person instead of just judging what you see from the outside, you know?
Because think about it this way. Would you like people to judge you how you are? Yeah, like if you break your leg and or something like that, and people are like, oh, you're in a wheelchair, yeah, da da da, all of that, and like, okay, it might be temporary, but honestly, if you want to know like how it feels, do something like blindfold yourself or sit in a wheelchair for a day, and yeah.
Mm.
You'll get a good idea of what people have to go through.
Yeah.
And people, if you're nice to them and you want to know things, nearly everyone that I know with a disability is quite happy to discuss it.
Yeah, and we've mentioned this so many times, and I think it's so important that we continue to bring this home is... Don't be afraid to ask questions. As I say all the time, it's better to ask questions than make assumptions.
Mm. And most people are okay with it. If you ask it in a nice, polite way, most people are okay with it.
Yeah.
I've got no problem whatsoever telling people about my disability.
Me too. I think it's, yeah, as I said, I think it's very important to, you know, that people actually know, so they know. Because a lot of people say to me, you know, tell me how much you can see and or what you can't so I know how to help you. And I think that's amazing, you know, people who are like that and they're like, you know, just tell me what I can do to help instead of just assuming what they can do to help or, you know, thinking that you're more limited than you actually are.
Okay, time for a song now, guys.
I'll be there.
Welcome back, everybody.
You're hanging out with me and my mates, Access Radio 104.4. It was Calvin Harris, and by your side, Dong Dollar Remix. Oh man, it's such a... I think that's quite appropriate, actually, seeing we're talking about discrimination and judging people and stuff like that. And I'm a big believer in the saying, and I know people may say it's quite cliche, but I just believe it's so true. You know, never judge a book by the cover.
And treat people how you want to be treated. If you don't want to, you know, be treated horrible, then don't treat other people horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, before the song, we were talking about asking people what their disadvantages or advantages are. And, you know, just, it's so important that if it is a situation where you have to work or live with this person, it's so important that you take the time to get to know them. You know, get to know their strengths as well, because people focus on the disability, and you know, sometimes it's like all you can see is the disability, and it's important that we
sometimes it is very obvious and other times it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, the way I look at it, if you want to offer to help someone and they don't need help, that's better than them needing help and no one will help them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think it can go both ways, actually, because, with regards to how people, it's more obvious than others. For some people, it is, you know, really obvious, and that's one thing, but also with ones that aren't too obvious as well, like somebody may have an invisible disability and people may not understand that. And I think we touched briefly on this kind of thing not long ago, and you know, it is really important that, you know, we may look at people and see that, you know, sometimes they may look okay on the outside, but on the inside they're struggling, or, you know, just parts of, you know, what they're dealing with. You know, they could be going through, you know, chronic pain, chronic illness, things like that. We don't know what somebody's going through until we really get to know the person.
And you, sometimes people try and hide it too.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you know, like it's kind of a hard one, because I used to care how I was, you know, and I never used to want to use a cane or let people know I had bad eyesight. But you know, then things happened, and people were always like, "Watch where you're going," and "Can't you look where you're going?" Stuff like that, and it's like, you know, if you have bad eyesight, you need a cane.
Yeah.
And it may not be for you. It may be so other people can, you know, see you and all of that. So I've got, you know, mates that don't want to use one. And yet people won't be able to pick it up.
Yeah.
You can be going across the street thinking it's all clear when it's not. And then someone yells out, "Oh, you so-and-so, you know, watch where you're going." You know,
are you blind or something? Actually, all jokes aside,
it's a safety thing.
It is a safety thing, yeah, absolutely.
And it may not be for you as a person, it can be for other people.
Yeah, and that's the thing I think that I felt, you know, a few years ago. I'd be walking along in town and people used to, you know, yank their mates out of the way going, watch out! You know, like, they used to... I kind of felt like, what's wrong? Am I... I'm not going to bowl you over or anything. I'm not going to hurt you. But it's so funny. Like, people were literally running out of my way going, watch out, she's blind.
Yeah, I was walking in Center City earlier today and that happened. There was a couple of little kids walking, like, about to run past me, and Mum goes, oh, watch out for the blind guy. Come here. Don't run off.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, that's... I think, you know, it's a... Wow. It's an interesting thing. Like, I think it's another thing as well is dealing with things like that. Like, I used to be the same. That kind of thing used to really get to me. But now I kind of just laugh it off.
Yeah.
Like, there was one time a few years ago when I was crossing the road to Centre City and there was a mum and her child going the other way, and the child goes to the mum, is that lady blind? She goes, yeah, she's very blind. I was like just trying so hard not to laugh.
I know. Some of the comments you hear that, you know, kids ask the parents and what the parents say is just crack up, eh?
Oh, totally.
Okay, time for another song.
No matter how long it may take, no matter how long we'll find a way through the dark.
You're hanging out with me and my mates on Access Radio 104.4.
it's turning out to be quite an amazing show, isn't it?
I think, yes, we have had a bit of a laugh, and I think it is, you know, it is quite a serious and maybe even sensitive topic for some. But I think that's the main thing, is
being able to stay happy and laugh at ourselves when things happen and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I know being judged and being discriminated against
is not fun.
No, it can be very, very hurtful. But I think at the end of the day, and we've mentioned this as well, is if we are comfortable with ourselves, and if we know our own strengths and we know what we can do rather than what we can't do, I think that makes things a lot easier as well. Mm. So not everybody is going to get you, you know, not everybody is going to understand. And I think it's important that we, you know, we try and, I suppose, be happy without, well, be content with what we know we are capable of. People may try to rub it in your face, your limitations. But I think, in a way, if you're comfortable with what you know that you are capable of, I think it's a good thing to maybe even, you know, stand up to these people and say, hey, you know,
that's not very nice.
Yeah, and, you know, okay, you know, I may be limited in this area, but I'm really good at this, and I think that I can be a real asset in this area.
I reckon get kids taught about disabilities very young.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I've noticed that when kids grow up in a family where someone in the family has a disability, they actually end up being very helpful.
Absolutely.
And they end up understanding how, you know, someone with a disability needs help. Like, I've had fairly young kids come and offer me help, and, you know, that's a good thing. And I would say that someone in their family or whatever probably has or had a disability, and they've probably realised how the person needs help.
Yeah, and I think that is absolutely right. It's so important to
learn about it. The younger, the better.
Yeah, we really need to educate our children on different abilities. A couple of years ago, we did a show based on the video that was put up on Facebook. This young boy with, I think he has dwarfism or something, and he was 9 years old at the time, and he was suicidal because he was constantly being picked on at school, constantly being judged for things like this, and his mother was ropeable. She was really upset, and it's like, you know, we really need to stop judging people by what we see, and, you know, people by their appearances or their disabilities or their limitations, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, because I got bullied big time at school, didn't you?
In some ways, mostly because I was a weirdo. Well, still am a weirdo, but...
Oh, no different. I've lived with you at Kickstart, and yep. Yes, you were then, and you still are.
Absolutely. But I think that's probably the one thing, like, I didn't really get bullied so much on the fact that I was visually impaired. I think I just got bullied because I was so annoying. But, I can't think of any instances where, you know, I was bullied for my disability. But I can understand, you know, how that would feel. Actually, I think there was an incident when I was at school, and Mum ended up actually getting involved. I think she got in contact with the kids' parents or something like that, and they had to write apology letters to me or something. I can't remember the entire story, but I think it is so important that, as Brendan said, start young, you know, teach our kids how to accept, you know, different people, you know, whether it's disabilities, whether it's race, religion, or, you know, just anything that's different to...
I reckon, you know, at daycares and stuff like that, you know, teach them young.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
younger, the better.
Absolutely. And I think if that's... If we can do that, and if we can really educate our younger generations to be more accepting of people with disabilities. In saying that, I think we've also come a very, very long way to, you know, where we were probably, I can't remember when it was, but, you know, there was a time where disabled people were, you know, they were put into
homes,
institutes, and...
Back, yeah, when our parents were young.
And I remember hearing stories of kids who were, you know, chained to their beds and stuff like that, and that was really upsetting. And so I think we've definitely come a long way, but we, you know, there's definitely a lot of improvement that needs to be done.
Definitely.
So I think the main thing is to, you know, not judge a book by the cover, and to, you know, learn more about different people and what they're capable of and what they're not capable of.
Cool. Well, I think we've run out of time. So thanks for joining us today, everybody. And thanks to Life Skills for our sponsor, which also is a group for people with disabilities.
So yes.
Check them out if you want to find somewhere to go. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope everyone's enjoyed the show, and catch us again next time. And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki, for their support with the show.
Yes, big ups to Life Skills. And if you enjoyed our show, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And you can also check it out on Access Radio Taranaki.
This show was first broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, thanks to New Zealand On Air.